Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome to hour three of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. I'm Buck, and Clay here with me, going to get into all the latest. We got this. Texas Senate passes election bill after 15-hour filibuster, Clay. Looks like all the nonsense from the Democrats fleeing the state isn't going to actually stop this from happening. We'll get into that in a moment. I also just want to tell you all, as we're looking at the way forward here, I've gotten word that I've got my brother's wedding next week, which Clay knows about. Very proud of my little brother going to be getting married. But the restaurants and venues in New York City starting next week are requiring vaccine proof to go inside, vaccine passports. And so I'm sitting here telling you right now, I'm in a situation where I have, you know, I have my three siblings, older brother, little sister, all fantastic human beings. And I got my little brother's wedding next week. We're all so excited about it, but I'm not missing my brother's wedding.
Of course.
But like, I'm going to my brother's wedding, obviously, right? I mean, they would have to take me in the hospital bed with the IV in my arm to the ceremony. Like, I'm going no matter what. But, you know, I feel like, Clay, this is what they've finally gotten to the point now where they've found a way to turn the screws on people, to coerce people where, I mean, I know people are going to say to me, oh, Buck, but come on, you know, like, what choice do I have? You know, this is where the rubber finally meets the road here. I've got my brother, who I would take a bullet for gladly, getting married next week, a joyous occasion. Couldn't be happier about it. And de Blasio's now praising all these restaurants are getting ahead of the official enforcement date. They're saying, fine, if you're going to make us do this. Now, there are some places, Clay, in the outer boroughs here of New York City. You sent me that article out in Brooklyn, outer Brooklyn, yes. Bay Ridge. In the Bronx. By the way, the Bronx, more than half the borough, the entire borough.
They can't go to restaurants.
Unvaccinated, or bars or gyms. Cannot go to restaurants. So, I mean, this whole thing is going to be a catastrophe, but I can't play games. I can't roll the dice with going to my own sibling's wedding. So, Clay, I'm sitting here telling you, as somebody who had, I have it on my desktop, the proof of my infection. Yes. I have antibodies.
You have your antibodies.
And I'm going to have to probably go get a shot now. Because, and I know everyone's saying, Buck, don't do it. Don't. What am I going to do? I'm not going to miss the wedding. So, you know, this is the kind of coercion they said they would never do. It's now get the shot, peasant, or you miss your own brother's wedding. That's New York City right now.
And you're in a tough spot. And we talked about it off the air, and you're like, I don't know if I even necessarily want to have to share this story. And I was like, hey, because everybody who does our job, you have to decide at some level how much of your private life do you put out there in the public arena. And so we were talking about it privately, and I said I thought you had two options, right? I said, do it, because you can't miss. Let's start here, right? Like, every decision that you make, you have to decide, okay, what's the end result here? The end result is you can't miss your brother's wedding.
100%.
Right?
So
there's no chance of that. No matter what your political, and I think most people out there would agree with that. Like, if you had to analyze something, if I heard you say, hey, I care so much about this, I'm going to skip my brother's wedding, I'd be like, your brother's wedding is to me by far the focal point. So you have to go, right? I think you'd be a total imbecile, right, in my opinion.
So what I mean, my real options, Clay, are basically get the shot, somehow find a way to, and I'm not advocating this. I'm not saying.
It's just like when you were, this is what I said. I said you had two options. Get the shot, or you have to go back like you're 19 years old in college again. And when everybody was trying to get fake IDs to be able to get into a bar before you were 21, you have to find.
Did you have a good fake ID? Fake IDs when I was growing up here in New York were, it was a business, man. People, they were everywhere. People would pay real money for fake IDs. It was crazy.
I got two good fake ID stories for you. So, first of all, I went to college in Washington, D.C. So lots of people.
Wait, what happened? I thought we were talking about COVID and me getting a shot. Now we're talking about your fake IDs.
I'm going to circle back around to how this plays in. So they had what was called a D.C. Walker's license. All right. DC Walker's license, because a lot of people didn't have driver's license. And so I got a DC Walker's license, which was total garbage, worked everywhere, right? So much so that when I actually got my real license, it was Tennessee and it was one of those old laminate ones, they wouldn't let me in the bar because my real ID looked faker than the DC Walker's ID. So I think you have to explore surreptitiously, pretend that there aren't millions of people listening right now. What would a fake vaccine ID card look like to allow you to attend your brother's wedding?
I cannot abide, man. I'm a rule of law fellow. But so what I think
I'd be looking into.
So I would rather look. By the way, I have to wear a suit. You know, got the whole thing. So I'm thinking I got to go Spider-Man and find a way into these venues, like backdoor through the kitchen.
Oh, that's fun. That's pretend, a funny idea too. I didn't even think about that.
I mean, for the actual wedding, it's I got to go black tie. So then I'm going full James Bond 007 through the window to avoid the shot. Or I just get the shot. But see, this is
so.
The
how
thing.
Do they check it? Do you know? Like, that's my question.
So,
like,
so this
are
is
they...
the, this is the crazy part. This is all happening right now in New York. So for our we got a lot of people in New York that are listening, and for the rest of the country, I keep telling you. For people say, "Oh, that's not going to be a problem for me." Really? You live in Austin. You live in Los Angeles. You live in Denver. You're sure they're not going to do this to you because they've decided.
So how are they going
to
check it? I think that's where a lot of people say, like, "Okay, so you got the wedding." There's X number of people that are going
to
be
they're
there.
They're asking for it, Clay, in advance to check.
Like, you have to email it to them?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So this is what I'm saying. Like, the rules. And by the way, there's multiple venues, right? There's a church and there's the.
Yeah, right.
You know, there's the rehearsal dinner place and there's. But the reality here is that places now all have their own enforcement mechanism, which actually makes it even harder, or their own enforcement levels. It's basically anywhere you go now, are they really checking? Some places accept this, and I mean, these are the actual rules. A note from a medical institution or a religious institution plus a negative COVID test in the last 48 hours. Other places, it has to be proof of vaccination only. Other places, I think some of them are thinking about taking, and they should obviously take, proof of a previous COVID test. But all this does is, like, do you want to be constantly harassed with this, or do you just finally give up? And I mean, they're forcing my, and look, Clay, this is what people are dealing with. Well, I brought up earlier in the week, we had someone texted me and said, I'm about to, it's a friend of a friend, I'm about to lose my job and my pension for a New Jersey health system. You know, I don't want to give any specifics, New Jersey health system thing, unless I get the shot. What do you do? And I'll tell this audience, because, you know, you and I, one promise we make, always got to tell the audience the truth and what we really think. I told the person, I would not risk your pension.
Yeah.
You know, you're about to retire. You're clearly at an age level where you're, you know, the vaccine has a higher upside for you. So I would get the shot, even though she really doesn't want to get the shot. Now I'm that person because I got a wedding next week and I either get the shot or I got to pull a Spider-Man and come through the window in my tux. 007 style, which maybe I'll do.
Or get a great fake vaccine card.
Clay, we cannot
just
promote
like your
fake government documents on the air, sir.
Is it even a government? Is it even a government document? I don't think that it's not like it's a passport.
Well, I mean,
like
city,
a real
like
one.
City government document is like, come on. Federal government documents like CDC stuff like that gets.
But I don't think it's a federal document. It's not like you're, Jason Bourne and you've got like eight different passports that you're trying to sneak into a country with. That we know of, although you were in the CIA, you may have eight different passports. You may have eight different identities for
can
all.
Can neither confirm nor deny.
Yeah, I will. I think this is what they're trying to do. Right. The goal of these rules is to put somebody in such a socially awkward or business wise difficult situation that you must comply, right? And
the point is forced compliance. There is no more choice in this. They're going to find a way. Everyone listening to this, they're going to try to find a way, the Biden administration, the apparatus, the Fauciites, to make everyone get this shot. 100%.
And let's just be clear here. We're not like anti-vax guys. I just want to reiterate for people who might, you've already had COVID. And so when we talk to Rand Paul or we talk to Dr. Marty Makary, like, actual doctor experts that we have on this program, they say that it probably doesn't make sense because you already have better immunity having had COVID and survived it, right? Then you would. Natural immunity works better than vaccinated immunity. So they're not giving you the option to use, as you said, you have the fact that you have antibodies, which is the exact purpose of getting the vaccine, that doesn't count.
Definitive medical proof of previous infection this year. I am, based on every expert who's honest, safer to be around than people who have only been vaccinated in terms of transmission risk. And yet, I think I think I got to get the shot, you know? And this is what you're going to find are that more and more people are going to be in positions where it's get the shot or you lose your job. And this is, unfortunately, I think, going to stem, you know, lawyer hat man. What do you think? Is it going to stand up in court? I think it's going to stand up in court.
I don't know if it is. But the problem is you're not going to be able to find out whether it's going to stand up in court before most people out there get put up against it, right? Like your brother's wedding is next week or whatever.
I can't wait for this to course through the system. And, you know, this isn't a Law and Order episode where all happens in five minutes.
I'm actually fascinated the next time I come up to New York.
To take you out for steak, which, by the way, you should pick up the check. I won't be able to take you out for steak because if you're not vaccinated, Clay, no steak for you.
Are you going to be embarrassed if, like, we go out to a bar or restaurant and, like, you can't, it's like when the guy doesn't have good enough shoes to be able to get in the bar, you know, like, for a long time, I would always be the guy who was, like, in shorts and flip-flops, and my buddy would be like, dude, you couldn't just have worn normal shoes. They won't let you in the bar here. Is that going to be the situation for you? Like,
I'm going to be trying to basically bribe the COVID bouncer
to let in
my buddy Clay Travis, but, you know, you'll probably be like, hey, like, here's some Super Bowl tickets or something because you've got the hookup. But anyway, point is, we got to figure out what's going
on here,
folks.
I'm sure there are a lot of places out there where we have restaurant owners that would be ecstatic to smuggle us in next time I'm in New York, if I otherwise wouldn't be able to get in.
There needs to be some kind of a symbol outside for this restaurant loves.
That's a great idea.
Actually, the symbol is letting people in without checking their vaccine passports. But, Clay, we should come back to the Texas Senate passing the election bill, because remember when they fled and they were
tweeting? Well, you still got to figure out the House, right? There's still this, right. The House has to balance it out, but they're going to lose.
But they're going to lose. But the point, you know, all their tweeting out their sad salads and their little soy matcha lattes and all the rest of it.
Allie just sent us, by the way, COVID-19 cases surge, as do sales of fake vaccine cards around $100, Buck. That's a story. It's out there. Just saying.
I'm a Law and Order man, Clay, but we'll talk offline. All right. You know, who's watching your money these days? If you're relying on your financial advisor, guess what? They don't usually care all that much because they get paid kind of either way, right? Wall Street insiders are predicting that things are going to be choppy in the markets in the weeks ahead. You just had a big week this week in the market. You even see it talked about. If you're in the right places, you're making money, as crazy as things are right now. But, you know, you need to be in the right places and you need people who can get you there with your investments and help you do the trading yourself day to day. That's why you need Carnivore Trading. It levels the playing field between you and the Wall Street big guys out there. They'll deliver to you. Carnivore will deliver in real time what their experienced traders are thinking and doing right now. So all of us, from newbies to experienced traders, have access to their explosive trades. Look, this is one of these try it and see for yourself moments, right? I have Carnivore. They're sending me trades and updates. I've made great money already based on some of Carnivore's picks. This is your chance to see and mirror Carnivore's explosive trades in real time for free, no obligation. Go to getourtrades.com. Use the promo code USA. That's getourtrades.com, promo code USA. Carnivore Trading, real trades, real time. See website for terms and conditions. Past performance, no guarantee of future earnings.
Welcome back in. I'm Clay Travis. He's Buck Sexton. And I'm not trying to sell you on this specifically, Buck, but as you make the decision about what you have to do, Spider-Man, Batman style, to get into your brother's wedding, you've already had COVID, you've got antibodies, but New York City is implementing an aggressive vaccine passport. They're requesting that everybody prove that they have been vaccinated. This is the research of Allie on our staff. The headline story here is COVID-19 cases surge, as do sales of fake vaccine cards, around $100 for something you could get for free. And here are some of the quotes. The availability of fake vaccine certificates has risen. Since March, there's been a 257% increase in the number of sellers using the Telegram. I've heard that the Telegram messaging app is a good place to go if you don't want your text to be able to be examined. I've heard to advertise fake vaccine cards to those who do not want to actually get the vaccine. Some of these groups, they say, there are more than 2,500 groups on Telegram trying to sell fake vaccine certificates, and the demand and the competition has become so intense that the price has dropped from $200 in March to about $100 now, which obviously would reflect that there is a lot of demand on these. So far, no one has been prosecuted.
Yeah, you see what the FBI says about this?
The FBI put out a statement.
FBI spokeswoman said using a government agency seal without permission is illegal. You could face a fine and up to 5 years in prison.
I gotta tell you, likely.
They're gonna lock people up 5 years in prison for using it. First of all, federal statutes, usually you end up getting much less because everyone ends up pleading guilty.
They might lock you or me up for 5 years.
Well, that's the problem. They'd want to make an example of one of us.
They'd Martha Stewart us.
Absolutely. And so this is why, you know, people are telling me, oh, but I can't. I'm here. I'm among the commies here, folks. I'm living behind enemy lines. I'm bringing you guys stories of what it's like. It's like I'm reporting on this show every day, Clay, from behind the Iron Curtain. You know, I'm like a Soviet bloc dissident here in New York City, and I'm trying to tell everybody what's really going on here. But, you know, if I give the KGB, if I give the commissars an opportunity to make an example of me, that's not going to be smart, not going to be good idea.
I'll say this, too. California evidently did arrest. In May, they arrested a bar owner for allegedly selling fake vaccine cards. So you can go to the bar and try to order a fake vaccine, which is, I need to know more about how this ends up happening.
Can you see this? You got people with like a trench coat, you know? I got the fake Moderna. I got the fake Pfizer. You know, they got everything for you.
I'll have an old fashioned, and also, please, could you give me?
What are they going to say when within? I mean, I really believe, and maybe we could like mark this down as a Buck thought or prediction for the future. When within 60 days, they're telling us, oh yeah, guys, for the winter season, you need to get boosters. And by the way, that's obviously because the vaccines are wearing off and not effective enough. What are they going to say then about all of this, right?
I mean, already the boosters are going to happen, right? And the question is, like, how many different versions of the booster are you going to have to get? And for how long?
It's going to be forever, folks. It's going to turn into the flu shot. That's what's going to end up happening here. But we'll come back to this in a moment. You know, if we've learned anything in recent years, there's nothing quite as important as a powerful immune system to keep you well and feeling good. Over 20 years ago, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black invented Texas Superfood, the original superfood. I met Dr. Black years ago when I started taking some Texas Superfood, and it's an incredible product. 55 vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, plus probiotic and digestive enzymes, so you can build your body's defense from the inside out. Texas Superfood boosts your immune system better than anything on the market. In a sense, Texas Superfood is the safety net for the American diet. For over 20 years, it's helped thousands and thousands of people get into and maintain their very best immune health. If you can't, won't, or don't eat all your fruits and vegetables every day, you need to try Texas Superfood. Start boosting your immune system for under $2 a day. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/buck or call 855-TEXAS-55. That's TexasSuperfood.com/buck or call 855-TEXAS-55.
Welcome back to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. I can't believe it. We're already halfway through the third hour here. We got some breaking news to get to with you in a second. The Texas Senate passed that election bill after a 15-hour filibuster from a state Democrat senator ended in Texas. So it looks like the election bill. We got the House members that have fled, and it looks like this bill is still going to make its way to passage eventually under Governor Abbott. Governor Abbott also, along with DeSantis, getting a ton of pressure from the press. Mask mandates. Because I know once you do that, then the whole thing, then you've bent the knee, you've caved. But Clay just pointed out to me, big breaking news. I keep saying this because, you know, Clay, before we joined forces here, I was doing a show, you know, in hundreds of stations and talking to people all across the country about this.
And they would say, oh, well, that's a New York problem. And I kept saying, I'm telling you, it's coming for you too in terms of these lockdowns. What's the latest? We're on a great station in New Orleans, WRNO. What's the latest down in New Orleans?
We are. We love our people down in New Orleans. This has broken in the last 25 minutes or so. I'm reading from NOLA.com, the New Orleans online newspaper. Mayor LaToya Cantrell is planning to announce, this is the opening paragraph, that people will need to show proof of a COVID-19 vaccination or a recent negative coronavirus test before entering New Orleans restaurants, bars, and other venues, including the Superdome. The Superdome is where the New Orleans Saints play. This is a monster deal. Now, look, Bourbon Street is not exactly known for its cleanliness or its safety. So the fact that this announcement, they say, is coming as soon as Thursday afternoon, it would make New Orleans one of the first cities in the United States to mandate vaccinations. And again, I'm reading from this article, which is saying that it is going to come out in later this afternoon.
So, Clay, do you see this now coming to other cities across the country? It's New York in effect next week. New Orleans in effect. Do we really think that Los Angeles, do we really think that Denver, do we really think that Minneapolis, you know, go down the list, they're not going to have
cities. Yeah.
And so then it turns into, okay, maybe you don't live in the city, but do you ever go into the city for any reason? Are you going to have a work dinner or a wedding in this, you know, whatever it may be? This is to Clay. They're turning the screws, man. It's happening all over the place.
Well, what's going to be interesting is the interplay between the governor and the mayors, right? We've already seen this tension in particular. Now, remember, New York, blue state, blue governor. California, blue state, blue governor,
for
blue
now.
City. But New Orleans, a lot of people aren't aware, the governor of Louisiana is a Democrat, John Bel Edwards. And so there's not somebody to push back in Louisiana or in Kentucky, where they have put in place a mask mandate for all kids because they have a Democratic governor. What I'm interested to see will be what we're seeing play out in Florida a little bit when you have a Democratic mayor and a Republican governor, because that is many red states, right? Where I live in the state of Tennessee, we've got a Republican governor, but Nashville is very often a Democratic mayor. So how will the tension and interplay play out here? Because as you point out, Buck, for something like the Superdome, which is where the Saints play in the NFL, a huge majority, I would imagine, of people that are coming in to watch the Saints play aren't residents, maybe not a majority, but a large percentage, are not residents of New Orleans.
That's right. People
so when you have these, yeah, right, when you have these big venue events.
But Clay, this is the backdoor mandate that we've been worried about all along, is they're going to get national chains and big places where people congregate that
right.
are technically private to say, sorry, you know, you have to get the vax or else. It's happening right now.
Now, some states have been forward thinking here. I believe Texas and Florida, for instance, and they have already banned vaccine passports. So the state itself has banned it, so something like what New Orleans is trying to do would theoretically not be permissible. But the governor of Louisiana
right.
is a Democrat. Is he going to stand up to the mayor of
right.
New
so
Orleans?
Basically,
probably
not. You better be in a state with not only a state with a Republican governor, but a state that's red enough in general where you're not going to have people who cave to this at the business level.
No, yeah, Buck. I mean, my thing is, just think about this from a procedural perspective, all right? This is a big deal. When you try to get into a stadium or a concert, any kind of big venue, like the Superdome, for people who haven't been there, Super Bowl's been there, 70,000-seat indoor football stadium, are they going to have...
Yes, Clay, they're going to have QR code scanners. That's what they're going to... That's what they're already... They're going to have QR scanners like they would for your ticket, but for your vaccine passport as well. That's what's going to happen.
With random people who can barely, like, I mean, let's be honest, the people scanning your ticket are not medical professionals. Like, this is going to be, I think, a massive mess in terms of getting people, like, regardless of what you think about vaccine passports, and obviously I'm against it, just getting in and out of a stadium is already supremely difficult because of crowds. Now you're going to have them checking multiple things.
They got a vax bouncer at a wedding that I got to go to next week. They have somebody outside from the venue checking that you're vaccinated. I mean, this is insane. We got line. Obviously, people are fired up about this because they know that this is going to be a big problem. Catherine in SoCal, Southern California. What do you got for us?
Hey, you know, Buck, I'm with you. I work in the school system here in Southern California, and I had just found out that, you know, they were requiring us to get vaccinated or be tested once a week. But I'm assuming further down the line, it's going to be a force that we have to be vaccinated or else. I am not an anti-vaxxer. I am an anti-COVID vaccine. I have no idea what's in this vaccine. I have done some research. My daughter is a nurse. She is advising me not to take it. She has been working in the public health system, calling patients from this from the get-go, and she's absolutely against it. There are many people that I know that are in the medical field that are against it. I am at the point now where I don't know where I'm going to go. Do I have to get vaccine? I've been exposed to COVID two times in the last month. By my son's family, they got it. Very mild symptoms. I think the worst thing that they had to do was be confined for, 14 days?
Right. So, Catherine, are you facing either get vaxxed or get fired? Is that the sum total of what you're looking at here?
Well, probably. I'm the lone reed in my office. I'm working with tons of liberal people, and a lot of them, you know, I know if they find out that I am not vaccinated, I'm going to be vilified.
Oh, yeah. No, they're probably going to make you. Catherine, I wish we had answers for you. I appreciate you holding and calling in from Southern California. But, Clay, this is there's going to be more and more of this. Jill has been holding from Loveland, Ohio for a long time. Jill, welcome.
What's up, guys? Right on, right on. Rest in peace, Maharishi. But I got to say, I am a raging mama bear because I live in Ohio, where Governor DeWine, although a rhino, has left it up to the schools to make the decision. And our daughter is going to be a first grader at a Catholic school that told us last week, no masks, it's optional. And then last night, flipped the script and said it's mandatory after we've signed all our paperwork. We go to drop off school supplies on Monday. How can a private school that takes our money, because we chose to come to your school because you share our values, how can they do this? The public schools are making it optional.
Jill, let me give you a couple of ideas here, and I understand your frustration, your anger. I went and talked Tuesday. I've got two kids in school, public school. This has turned into a big flashpoint for moms and dads everywhere. One, I would look into whether your school has a medical exemption and or a religious exemption opportunity. I know you go to a religious school, but a lot of different states and communities have exemption forms that you may be eligible for. The other thing I would say is, Jill, I think you got to organize the parents. What happens if you guys who are paying tuition, first of all, you could leave and go elsewhere, but what happens if you just send your kids and say, we don't believe in masks, our kids aren't going to wear them, and there are a large group of you who are making that choice? I think you have to stand up against this authority. That would be my suggestion. Thanks for listening. And I know there's a lot of people out there dealing with the same dilemma.
Let's open it up for everybody. If you got thoughts on this, if you're facing a choice like the one I am right now, basically vax or else, can't go to my brother's wedding. Okay. That's what I'm faced with in New York. I mean, people say move. I can't move the wedding. So, you know, this is where we are. 800-282-2882. 800-282-2882. American history and civics education is at a turning point. Will we allow bureaucrats and lobbyists to choose what school children are taught, or will we teach the whole truth? My friends at Hillsdale College argue for teaching the truth. They've made the Hillsdale 1776 curriculum downloadable for free at k12.hillsdale.edu, available not only to teachers, but also to citizens just like you to share with other concerned Americans. This complete K-12 history, clay, and civics curriculum is designed to give educators guidance, not mandates, and allow students to learn the tragedies and triumphs of American history.
That's right, Buck, because only with a complete and honest study of our history can students fully understand the world in which they live. Our kids deserve to be taught the truth through a sound curriculum that was created by teachers, not bureaucrats, and upholds the dignity of each individual. America's future depends upon an honest, candid look at our history. That's why you need to download Hillsdale 1776 curriculum for free today at k12.hillsdale.edu. That's k12.hillsdale.edu. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, hanging out with you, closing out the Thursday edition of the program. Encourage all of you to go make sure you don't miss a moment. Search out my name, Clay Travis. Search out Buck Sexton, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you may go for your podcast. We love all of our 400-plus affiliates in all 50 states. You guys are the lifeblood of this program. We also know people are busy. Sometimes you want to hear a full show or just grab an hour that you might have missed, and you can do that by searching out Clay Travis or Buck Sexton. We got a lot of you who want to weigh in as we finish off the program here, and so let's go to, let's see, Grant in Maine. Grant, what you got for us?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey.
Thanks for listening. Sorry, go ahead.
Hey, no problem. Hey, you know, I've been looking around and seeing how Paris is rioting and in Italy, and they're burning their COVID vaccine cards in Italy. And here in the U.S., it seems like we're kind of starting to softly comply and go along with the program. You know, we're talking about getting fake vaccine cards. Well, that's kind of like the same thing as if they said they're going to ban guns and confiscate guns. You can go bury your guns and hide them. You know, you're not using them for what they're intended for. You're not using them to protect and defend your freedom. I think that we need to stop complying and stop accepting. And we're going to have to do some hard standing up and potentially lose our jobs and force these people to stop this crazy.
I agree with you, Grant, about the fact that people need to stand up and make their voices heard. And that's what I tried to do at the grassroots level on Tuesday with my school board. And that's what I think people all over the country need to do. Because I do believe there's a huge segment of the American population that believes that government overreach is a major issue here, that the facts and the data don't justify it, and I think it is a majority of the country. I really do. And that doesn't mean, by the way, that some of those people also aren't getting vaccinated. I think a lot of
people
believe in
individual mandate
choice.
There's a difference between a mandate and deciding that this is something, it's bad all across. We said this a million times. I don't want to bore our audience by saying the same things a lot. You told your parents, I told my parents, get vaccinated. They are vaccinated. And there's no question, right? There's absolutely no anti-vax that we're talking about here. We're just anti-mandate. And want to ask some questions about why do we need boosters and things like that. I think those
and
are valid.
Especially if you've already had COVID. Yeah. Why are we making such a distinction between vaccinated and unvaccinated?
It's
between those with COVID and those who have not had COVID.
This
right?
is about
antibodies
control, and it's about they don't want to water down the everyone has to get the shot. Everyone has to get the shot. That is the fixation that they have. We have, let's see. I want to see what Don in Nashville, Clay's hometown, Nashville. I'll be in Nashville with Clay next week, so at least I'll get to experience a bit of freedom. But go ahead, Don.
Hi, guys. Thanks for carrying the torch. I'll be quick. I'm going through Nashville, and I'm listening to you talk about Louisiana, and they're wanting to put these mandates on. New York wanting to put the mandates on, and the proof that it's about political power, not about medical, is the fact that it's no longer being considered a pandemic. There is no medical reason for these governors to be making these mandates that they're attempting to make.
I agree. Look, I think that this Superdome story, which again just broke, if you're listening to us right now, New Orleans reportedly going to join New York City in having vaccine mandates for bars, restaurants, and next step, although I haven't heard this, Buck, I don't think like Yankee Stadium is included in the vaccine mandate right now, is it? Like, if you wanted to go watch,
I have to check. But look, this is, let's understand what the mentality is here. Of if you support vaccine passports in restaurants in a major city like New York, when I say if you, I mean the people that are pushing for this, they want everyone to get vaccinated. So until that happens, And as long as they have the power to harass, annoy, and coerce, they will continue to do so. And that means that everything is on the table to get there. And this is exactly what we're seeing. By the way, you see what de Blasio did. It was essentially a bait and switch. No indoor mask mandate from the city. Oh, but a vaccine mandate a week later, right? So they're playing games here to see what they can get away with. Dean up in Boston. Dean, what do you got?
What do we do when we can't trust the CDC or the NIH because they politicize something that you can have other information that contradicts it, such as other country studies, England and Vietnam and other countries. And then you have John Hopkins and some of the other great medical centers that do the research that come out and it contradicts what these people say that we're supposed to take as the word of God. What happens when we do need them? We can't trust them.
I mean, I think that the credibility, thank you, Dean, the credibility for the medical establishment and apparatus in this country is certainly lower than it has ever been in my lifetime. Doctors have tended to be, it's usually like military and doctors are at the very top of the public trust list in America. And I think doctors, Clay, have lost a lot of that. And it's not fair because I know there are a lot of good doctors listening, but just you see all these white lab coat tyrants like Fauci out there and you say, what the heck is going on?
Yeah, and they are advocating for things that aren't supported by data. That's where I think many Americans of a reasonable temperament, they look. And I use that as an example at the school board hearing I was attended on Tuesday, which we're going to talk about tomorrow because Joe Biden now has come out and called the people who are in favor of masks in my county heroes in his press conference. We're going to play that for you tomorrow as this is continuing to blow up. The reality is they weren't citing any data that kids are safer wearing masks than without. Clay, I love my kids more than anything in the world. I want all your kids to be safe.
Clay, I just
masks
want you to know,
aren't proven to be working for them safely.
I just want you to know if you do get sent to Gitmo or something, I know people will get you out, buddy. I'll make some of the calls from the old days. We'll get a team together. We'll get you out of there because when the president's got his eyes on my man Clay, we gotta keep an eye on what's going on here. We
no
have a lot more
we're
headed tomorrow.
Here.
We'll bust Clay out of the joint if we have to. Back tomorrow. Talk to you then.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.